You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
One of life's simple pastimes is feeding the birds at the park. There's a lot to unpack with this, however, so let's start from bread to duck. What happens when we feed the birds at Western Springs?
Okay, well, there's certainly a lot of things that can happen. Most of them are all negative. There's quite a few things which are a problem. First one is the bread is just absolute rubbish to feed birds because it's full of carbohydrates and yeast and sugars, and it's really nothing like their normal food. And it causes them all sorts of malnutrition, and it can cause things like angel wing. And angel wing is kind of that really hideous disease or deformation that affects some birds, and particularly geese. And you might see some of these geese at Western Springs with their, they can't fly, their wings are deformed and sticking out sideways. And this is caused by us feeding them bread. And once they get it, they don't ever fly again, and they live a very miserable short life and die. So that's probably one of the most obvious signs. But there's many others, and I can go through them if you like.
Let's do it.
Sure. Well, the first one is just the absolute aggression that it causes. Birds fight each other for the birds, the bread sometimes, and they almost become like junkies, like they've got an addiction. They really become aggressive to people and each other, and that sort of being aggressive to each other can cause a kind of a skewed biodiversity, in that a lot of the introduced species or problematic native species become more dominant. So we have a skewed biodiversity and also an overpopulation. And it might be things like certain species like feral geese, which can be very aggressive and also create a huge amount of poo, are dominant. Also mallard ducks, you've got your feral pigeons, your black-backed gulls, which are predatory, and they eat a lot of ducklings. Also got a huge number of pukeko in very unnatural numbers, and something like 130 pukeko at Western Springs, which is way too many. And of course, they eat practically all the ducklings that are born. All the ducklings that come out on the land are actually vulnerable to pukeko. Many others, there's like this fouling, you know, droppings on the grass, on the footpaths. The water is nutrified, and that causes things like botulism, particularly in the summer, and that's a terrible sort of condition that paralyzes many of the ducks and eventually kills them. So there's all these sorts of issues which we could really do without. Yeah, there's a lot of thinking to be done by people about why they're feeding birds. They actually think they're helping them, but in actual fact, they're not.
There are often signs up at the parks, I'm sure we've all seen them, saying please do not feed the birds or do not feed them on the water, etc. Is there any consequence for people who ignore the warning, and furthermore, who's actually monitoring this?
No, there's no consequences whatsoever. So we're kind of soft in our signage, and that signage has actually been improved from what it was, but compared to other countries, we're actually very soft. And kind of not really aware of this issue. We don't take it seriously, and often councils in New Zealand don't want to be the fun police. They don't want to be harsh, and there's a few reasons for that. Number one, we haven't had salmonella. So salmonella hasn't actually killed anyone yet, but salmonella is one of the problems that could occur when you've got a massive number of birds eating food amongst their own poo, which is very unpleasant. And other countries where salmonella has actually killed people, places like Singapore and in North America, they have much stricter laws on feeding birds. For example, in Singapore, you'll be charged $500 for feeding birds in a public park. Very good reason for that. Singapore is a small country, about the size of Lake Taupo. It has a population of 5 million people, like New Zealand. And they've had multiple instances of people dying from salmonella. They also fully realise that this is actually not very good for the birds. So they put up good signage gives the reasons why people shouldn't feed birds, and it also mentions that there will be a fine if you feed them, and if you do feed the birds, you will be fined. There are consequences. It's the same in Canada, but in New Zealand, we tend to put up signs. No one really takes much notice of them, and there's no consequences for actually not following those guidelines.
I want to get more into the skewed biodiversity concerning the feral geese, pigeons, mallard ducks, pukeko, and the black-backed gulls, which is pretty much all the types of birds you'd see at Western Springs. What sort of situation is Aotearoa's bird biodiversity facing currently?
Well, there is pressures on biodiversity, but in this case at Western Springs, there's a lot of birds which should be there, which are not. And these tend to be the native and endemic birds. So birds like grey teal, which is a type of small duck, Australian shoveler. There are some birds which are there, but they struggle to survive. The New Zealand dabchick, which is a beautiful type of grebe. It's a little bit like a pukeketi, very similar to the southern crested grebe. It's of the same family. It's unique to New Zealand. And there are a couple of them in Western Springs, but they really struggle because a lot of the pukeko eat their young. So we do have those issues on our biodiversity. And in public parks, it can be very obvious because you get this mass of introduced mallard ducks and feral pigeons, and you don't get any of our New Zealand native and endemic birds, or very few of them.
Are there any changes in the bird world with how they're accessing food due to a changing climate?
There certainly are. So there's a few species which are affected more, and these tend to be seabirds. So if you're thinking about penguins in particular, and other birds like diving petrels, we often think that warm water is useful for our birds. It's not. It's useful for people. It's nice to go to the beach when there's warm water. But actually, cold water is much more productive for fish life. And we're finding that with a lot of now warmed water around Auckland and the upper North Island, a lot of our penguins are struggling a lot more than they used to. So they're having to spend more time foraging to feed their young, and their productivity as far as breeding is much less. And this is followed through the further south you go in New Zealand. A lot of our other penguins are also struggling. Ones like the yellow-eyed penguins, and even a lot of our sub-Antarctic islands, a lot of our penguins there are much reduced in numbers. And that's because they're having to travel further to get their food. So definitely climate change is an increasing problem for a lot of our bird life.
Sounds like less of a problem currently for land birds. Would I be correct in saying that?
Land birds... global warming is a problem, especially for some New Zealand endemic birds. So if we look at a lot of our forest birds, particularly ones like the mohua, and a lot of our other birds like our rifleman, which is the titi porangamu, they tend now to be found in more high-altitude forests. And the reason for that is a lot of our lowland forests, ones that get relatively warm in the wintertime, they have a lot more rats in them. And they used to. So a lot of our birds have died out in Northland and the Auckland region. So a lot of our birds are becoming more restricted to colder habitats higher up in the mountains.
Circling back to bird feeding, is there any way to ethically practice this?
I think it's a good thing not to feed birds. And I think the key is, for me and for a lot of people who understand the problem, is that we need to just create natural habitats for them where they can feed themselves. So planting a lot more trees and shrubs that might be around our wetlands, having a sort of natural edge to the wetland with wetland vegetation like raupo, rather than having sort of bare grassed edges. Because bare grassed edges to a wetland suit pukeko. And if you have pukeko there, you're not going to have a lot of our other wetland birds. But I think if you are going to feed our birds, because feeding birds is actually a good feeling, and that's why people do it, I think the correct thing is to actually feed them foods which are healthy. For ducks and for geese, it might be feeding them the lettuce leaves and the kale that you have in the back of the fridge, which is almost near its used by date. That's actually much more healthy for them, and it's actually more like their natural food.
Coming up to the end of this interview, is there anything else you'd like to say on this topic?
Let's see. I think just be aware that when you're feeding birds, that you need to do it in moderation, and you also need to feed them foods which are appropriate. Be aware, but also adjust, because we're actually still feeding birds in the way that we fed them in the 19th century. We haven't really moved on from it, and I think we actually need to think about it more and actually do it in a much better way.
Absolutely. Big mahi to you and all the bird carers out there who go and look after the aftermath of bird feeding.
Thank you. Actually, one of the things that I should mention is that the feeding of birds bred in public parks actually causes a lot of work, and it causes a lot of work for our volunteers and bird rehabilitators, places like Bird Care Aotearoa. So a lot of those people who are volunteers, they actually have to wade into the water, and you can imagine that the water at Western Springs is not very nice when it's full of bird poo. They have to actually rescue a lot of these dead and dying birds, and it's not a pleasant task. And it's actually work which we cause to them because we feed birds bread. So there's a lot of things for people to consider when they go down to the park. And my suggestion is leave the bread at home, take some lettuce leaves or kale. It's much more healthy for the birds.